This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. Yeah, you probably hear that quite often, right? At least every week. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Drury Brothers Roofing and American Liberty Mortgage. I hope you're having a great day so far. I hope every day this summer is great for you. Summer happens to be my most favorite season, but sometimes things happen and makes me not so happy. Case in point, a couple weeks ago, I was really stressed out for several days and I didn't let many people know about what happened to me. But when I'm going to tell you what happened to me, I want you to be informed because I always think I'm a very informed person. I just do. Because what I do, being a realtor, being out there talking to people every single day, of course, having my own radio talk show here at KRDO, right? You'd think I'd be very informed. I was scammed. And I want to talk to you about being scammed, who it affects, how it can affect really anybody, but a lot of times it's geared toward our senior citizens. Now, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about a person that was part of the scam, and unbeknownst to this person, they were involved. So anyways, let me just give you an account what happened a little bit. And then I'm going to have Officer Matt Hewlett. He's with the CSPD. Hi, Matt.
Hi. How are you, Deborah?
Good. And then I'm going to, then you and I are going to have a conversation after I give the story what happened, okay?
Okay.
So I went on vacation. Yeah, I didn't tell you guys that. I was still on the air, though. I went to Hawaii to go see my new grandson. And while I was there, I got, in the literal sense, I got thousands of spam emails. Okay, so this is where this story started. Thousands. And when I say thousands, I know it was thousands. I called up Comcast, and they went in, and they tried to help me. And they said, you know, you got to start a whole new email address. I have several email addresses. And this one happens to be more of my personal one rather than a business one. And so I happened to notice through all these spam emails, and a lot of them were in different languages. I'd say most of them were. But one of them thanked me for ordering a product through a company that I actually have an account with. This company is a home furnishings company, and they advertise nationally on TV. So it's not a local company, it's a national company. Not going to use their name to disparage them, okay, because it wasn't their fault what happened. Anyways, I have an account with this company, and somebody had hacked into that account. So evidently, the link was this, that somebody had hacked into my email, noticed that I had an email with this company, then went to that company and hacked into my account with that company. This is what I'm getting from Verizon, which makes perfect sense. But anyways, they thanked me for ordering a $700 kitchen faucet. $700 kitchen faucet. You heard that right. Would I ever order a $700 kitchen faucet? Hey, I'm a really very giving person, but I wouldn't even buy that for myself, let alone for somebody else. Okay, that's ridiculous. $700, come on. No. And so I opened it up, I looked at it, and it was very official. It was from this company, giving me thanks, giving me kudos for buying this very expensive faucet. So I'm looking at it. It's got my name in there. It's got my email address on there. The funny thing is that in the body of the email, it has my billing address, not as the billing address from my credit card. It also has the last four digits of the credit card that are not mine, but it has another address of where it was going to be shipped. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on here? And I looked at my credit cards. That's how I knew the last four, it wasn't mine. Then I called up Equifax. I'm making a long story short because I don't have very much time. But anyways, I put a freeze on my account, on all my credit. So my credit's frozen. Of course, I'm back in the United States now. United States is Hawaii, but I'm back in the mainland. And so I go to CSPD. They told me that I needed to call a certain number and to report this. And the number was a financial crimes unit. So I called them up and I got in touch with Matt Hewlett, right?
That is correct.
And I left it in your hands to investigate this because I'm thinking I'm not the only victim. The billing address is not my address. It's somebody else's. They're probably a victim. And then the place where it shipped, I'm thinking those are the criminals.
That is correct. And that's generally a pretty safe assumption. I mean, that's right. Not an unreasonable thing to assume.
Right. So I will tell you this. Prior to that, I was just so steaming mad. I'm thinking, I'm going to go to those addresses and I'm going to let them have it. And of course, that was like a flicker of the thought because there's no way I would have done something like that. But I was just so angry because they're using my email and then they broke into this account that I had with this home decor company. And so I left it in your hands and I calmed down. I did everything I could to protect myself. And then I left it to you.
Yeah, you know, you provided us something. You sent me some emails and gave me some of the shipping paperwork, mm-hmm. transaction information. And basically, we take a look at that and work with what information is on there. You know, and ultimately, there wasn't a whole lot on there that we could really draw any definite conclusions, but there was enough on there that we could at least draw some conclusions.
Right, because the billing address is not my billing address home. It's somebody else's on the west side. And then the shipping address was different than the billing address. So, yeah, you had something to... So anyway, so what did you do? What do you, does your team do?
Well, you know, generally in the financial crimes unit, we spend most of our time investigating identity theft cases, embezzlements, things of that nature. Now, me and my specific role in the unit is me and my partner, we take a lot of the incoming fraud complaints that a person would initially report to the police, like you did.
Right, okay.
So we handle those and follow whatever leads we can. And, you know, a lot of the time we can reach a conclusion at our end. Some of the more complex investigations are going to go to the other investigators in the unit.
But, you know, when I gave that to you, you already used a term. You asked, oh, that's, and then you used the term. I'm like, what is that? So do you remember the term you used?
Yes, I remember exactly what it was. I termed it as a Nigerian scam. And that's just kind of a broad term for these things. They take any number of forms, but they have some commonalities between them.
So what'd you find out? What happened?
Well, what we did find out is that indeed, items were ordered, at least one item in this case, and it was delivered to a particular address here in town. And of course, it's completely reasonable to, if nothing else, contact that person, find out who lives there and contact that person and find out what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I gave it to you as, you know, there's several things that are possible. The first thing is this person is a hardened criminal.
Right.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ordering all these goods with stolen credit card information.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Fancy faucets and stuff. Or the second and more likely situation I thought is that this person is involved in a Nigerian scam and they don't even know it.
Okay.
They think that they're doing a legitimate job and they have no idea that they're involved in something like this. So ultimately in this situation, the person that was receiving the goods, she thought she was acting as an employee of a small organization where she would receive these items, repackage them, and then send them to someone else. She thought she was involved in that. And ultimately, what we found out is that she had accepted 23 such packages. I mean, she thought she was doing a real job. She had no idea.
It was a way for her to make extra money. They
exactly.
offer her a certain amount of money per package, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, 15, 20 bucks, something like that per package. And she thought she was doing a legitimate job. She had no idea that this was being paid for with stolen credit card information. No idea whatsoever. And she didn't know what she was involved with. So, and I did, quite honestly, have a lot of experience with this. And I explained the whole process to her. I knew it before she even explained it to me. And so, you know, hopefully I helped her out.
She had to have been shocked.
She was very, very surprised. You know, and she's I've never met the person, but I have nothing to indicate that she's not an honest, good, hardworking person. I mean, her responses to me seemed very genuine. I didn't sense anything that she was a bad person.
Right, right. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Officer Hewlett and I, we're going to continue to talk about scams and how you can protect your loved ones. And maybe this will enlighten you because it certainly didn't me. Got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. This This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
While you have so many real estate companies to choose from, why choose City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle? We're the original flat listing fee company in the region, and we offer a 25% rebate to our buyers to use toward closing costs or toward the purchase of a new home. Why do we do this? I think the better question is, why not? At City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we truly make your real estate experience more affordable. Give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. MLS co-op not included.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Officer Matt Hewlett in the studio with me today. We've been talking about scams, and I was involved in a scam, unbeknownst to me. And then there was the other player and the woman that accepted the packages, unbeknownst to her, repackaging them, sending them to another address, and she was getting paid $20, whatever it was, per box. I'm guessing she was a senior citizen, correct?
Technically, I don't think she was, but she was approaching it.
Okay. All right. Kind of, well, like me. Okay. my point is that people that are retired, people that depend on Social Security, they're looking for ways to make extra money. That's a really easy way to make extra money.
Exactly. You know, like many jobs like this, it's done from the comforts of your own
home,
as they say. And it's too good to be true.
Right. So, I mean, you're sitting there, you know, drinking your coffee, you're repackaging boxes, making some side money. Yeah. So she was really surprised. So what happened to all these goods? Where did they end up going? Where was she shipping them to?
She's shipping them all over the country.
Oh.
I mean, she's shipping them where she's told to ship them.
Okay.
Because there's someone somewhere else telling her what to do.
Okay.
And they're most likely not in this country. It's a digital age. All this communication, I assure you, is being done over email.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Over
yeah.
Google Hangouts, right. Text message. So they're most definitely not in the U.S.
Where did she find out about this to take place for her to earn some extra money? Where were they advertising?
They advertise on places like Indeed.com,
okay.
Monster, Craigslist, Employment. Stuff like that.
Okay. So regular employment websites that traditionally are pretty good websites to find a job.
Yeah. You know, legitimate websites in this day and age, it's totally reasonable for a person to seek employment opportunities online.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
And the scammers know it.
Mm.
And like I tell people, every time you go online, you know, if you're looking for a relationship, you're looking to buy a puppy, looking for a job, there is someone there to tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
So if you go online looking for a easy job, good money, work from home, that's the American dream, you know? There's somebody there to tell you they got a job for you and they're going to use you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely use you. What I finally was figured out while I was educated, the people from Verizon told me, because I called my cell phone company too, called Comcast, my internet. What it came down to is when I was in Hawaii, I was on a public server. And because of that, they were able to go into my email. So, you know, I know that you can, you know, pay for services that will help you block people that try to go into your email, even on public servers. I don't do it that often at all. I typically do my work at my office or at my home, but I had my tablet with me, and that's what I used, you know, and unfortunately, it was the hotel one that I use. And so anyways, you just got to be really, really careful out there. What other scams are out there that people trying to make some extra money unbeknownst to them?
Well, the employment is the biggest thing. You know, people looking for jobs. There's any number of scams that I would group under this term Nigerian scam. It includes the the relationships or what they would call maybe a sweetheart scam. Real estate in this market is a big one.
Oh,
for
sure.
Tell me. The big thing with real estate, and you probably know, realtors want to sell houses. They advertise that stuff online. They got mm-hmm. pictures of the house. They got descriptions. I can go online yep. and find it. Well, so can a scammer. They can go, they can cut and paste those images. Then they can come up with their own Craigslist ad offering a house for rent. They got the pictures. They got everything. They yep. say, hey, you want to rent it? Cool. Send me $1,500.
And that did happen to a couple. I had a listing in Fountain a couple years ago. And a couple called me and they said, well, why do you have a for sale sign in the front lawn? I'm like, well, because it's for sale. Well, we sent the rent money to rent it. I go, what are you talking about? And that's what they did. They had fallen for an ad and they paid, it was over $2,000 to rent a home. They were in front of the home with the moving truck, military, they were PCSing. And it just crushed me. It was absolutely horrible. They got temporary quarters on post, but they were out thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's a bad deal. I've seen, you know, families that are in a desperate way. They're between a rock and a hard place looking for a place to stay. I've seen people come here from like Florida or something mm-hmm. like that, come here for a funeral with all their family, and they don't want to rent out a whole floor of the Wyndham
mm-hmm. sure.
or anything like
sure.
that. It's so expensive. They rent a big house, and it's all a scam just yeah. because it's being offered, you know, it's being advertised online. So they think they're renting it. It's yeah. it's another one of those things where people, they are looking for a solution to their problem.
Right.
And there's a scammer there that's going to pounce on that.
How would a person like that avoid that situation?
Well, from a realtor standpoint, I'm not a computer guy, not at all. But I mean, you got to get the word out about that house you're trying to sell. The only thing I can think of is to maybe like watermark a photo or something like that online. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a way that it can't be cut and pasted.
Perhaps, well, ours are. If they get it from realtor.com, if they get it from our association, it is watermarked. But what about these folks that didn't rent a bunch of rooms at a hotel that they went to a temporary situation, maybe Airbnb type of situation? How would they have covered themselves? How would they have not known it was a scam? How would they have done that? What more research could they have done?
Well, some of the things that could be done, you can always go to the county assessor website, but the scammers know that. They know that. So they can look up the owner of a particular parcel.
And they use that name.
Yeah, they can present themselves as that person.
So sometimes you're just going to be totally lost no matter what. But if you go to Airbnb, it's typically, I have found, and I rented several Airbnbs traveling, I have never had a problem. It's on their website. My daughter takes care of most of that. And you're right. You need to be computer savvy. As far as us realtors, what I do, and I don't do it all the time, but I will Google the addresses of my listings just to make sure that they're not popping up in any other sites that it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be in Trulia, it should be in Zillow, it should be in realtor.com, of course, in our local MLS too. But it should not be on Craigslist and other, you know, sites like that. So that's one way that a seller might want to make sure that your home is not being listed in these type of websites, you know, other than a real estate website.
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, I've taken a lot of calls from realtors that are upset that their house is being advertised on this. And I tell them it's tough in the world we live in today. If you're putting that information out there to advertise it, then it's out there, not mm-hmm. just for the good guys, but for the bad guys also.
Right.
It's fair game, unfortunately.
It's tough for us because, I mean, we put a sign in the front of the yard and we advertise Zillow, Trulia, and of course, realtor.com, our local MLS. And wherever it goes from there, we have no control of it. We
yeah.
just don't. We do the best that we can possibly do. But I think the consumer, it needs to fall back on their lap and they need to do research. They need to Google that address and see if it pops up for sale somewhere else and not for rent. And if it's for sale, then you know it is not up for rent. Now, given said that, there are some properties that are for sale or for rent. So you need to call up that listing agent and ask them, is it one or the other? I mean, you know, oh yeah, you know, the seller is saying, yeah, they'll rent it out or they'll sell it. Doesn't matter. So sometimes that can happen. Not too common, but it can happen. Always call the realtor and find out the facts before you send any money anywhere. And this is the other thing I want to say. If you have to send money to another person out of area in order to rent a home, that is not typical. Indeed, we have people that have homes here that do rent them out and they live elsewhere. I would definitely question that, because typically an owner of a home is going to have a property management company taking care of their property. That's typical. Not always, but it is typical. In other words, always question, right? Always question.
Question, or verify that information. You know, I'm the Monday morning quarterback. So people come to me with their situation, and it's easy for me to pick it apart, because I'm not the one that's emotionally invested in that situation.
All right.
I'm not the one looking for something, and I'm putting $3,000 into someone's Wells Fargo account in Florida for a house that I'm renting in Greeley.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's things like that. When you read them after the fact, you're like, this is so simple. How could you fall for this? But people, you get in that situation. It's easy for me to say, you know, I've seen extremely intelligent professional people get scammed with stuff like this. It's happened to everyone.
So if people got questions for you, how can they reach out to you?
They can call me. Our number is actually, and this is not a joke, it's 385-COLD, C-O-L-D, cold for the cold frauds that we handle.
385-COLD. You heard it here. 385-COLD. Hey, Officer Matt Hewitt, thank you so much for coming to the studio today. I really appreciate you researching what happened to me, and I feel so much better now. I really do.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Deborah, for having me on. I'm happy to help.
Hey, so, you know, I know that sometimes things are too good to be true. Hey, I get it. You know, a lot of times people think that City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, our real estate company, we offer a flat listing fee. And sometimes people think that's too good to be true. But you know what? It's not. We do it day in and day out. I encourage you to go to our website, cityofcs.com, find out all about our flat listing fee, and also find out how we give back to our buyers. We give back our 25% rebate to go toward your closing costs or to your down payment. Sounds too good to be true? Yeah, I know, but it's not. Go to cityofcs.com or call me, Deborah Elliott Schultz, at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come. If you have damage and you don't know it, just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Please be sure and check out our preferred provider list on our website at cityofcs.com. And if you would like to be considered to be on that list, please email us at cityofcsoffice@aol.com. That's cityofcsoffice@aol.com. Or give us a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. All of our preferred providers have been thoroughly researched and vetted. Well, that's all I have for today, folks. I hope you have a great weekend. And remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.